This is Daf Gimel. So we are in the last two lines of Beis and Beis. We had just established that the Mishnah is talking about a situation of a Tamei, a person who's Tamei, that's Shochet Chulin, and then one who's also Shochet Mukdashim. So this next Daf is going to be very technical, how to reread the Mishnah in very different ways, so just try to follow along as best as you can. The Gemara, before even getting to those other explanations, the Gemara says, Hai Tamei de Itmei Bemai. We're talking about a person who's Tamei. With what tumah did he become tamei? So the Gemara says, "Ilema ditma b'meis." If it says that he became tamei b'meis, and that's the individual he's tamei. So the problem with that is bachal charev. Says the pasuk, a person touches a mace with a charev, am rachmana, which tells us what charev harehu kechala. That when you use a person who's tamei mace, it touches a knife, a sword of some sort. So the din is it's avatuma. So then, this person, individual, himself, we know the way it works is that Tumas Meis is Avi Ava Satumah. So normally, there's always a downgrade when you touch Avatumah. So let's say you touch a Sheretz. So Sheretz is called the Avatumah. If the person touches the Sheretz, I become a Rishon, and then a Rishon could only make certain things, the Tamei and Tisheni, only food and drink. But if you touch a Tumas Meis, so then the person touches Tumas Meis, so the person himself also now becomes an Avatumah. And then when he becomes Avatuma, he's going to be Latame HaSakin. Now when he touches the knife, he's going to now be Matame the Sakin, V'azel Sakin V'tamais the Basar. And then the Sakin, the knife, should then go ahead and Matame the Basar. But that can't be the case because we're describing a situation where the man is Tame, but he's not going to make the Basar Tame unless he touches it. We're saying he's not touching the Basar here at all. He's only touching the knife. But if the shochet is a tumas meis, so when he touches the knife, tumas meis is so strong it's able to pass through the knife and then go ahead and make the cow tamei, even though it doesn't actually touch the cow. So it's going to be tamei whether or not he touches the cow or not. So what type of tumah are we talking about? The Gemara says, Ella di tamei b'sheretz, is talking about a situation where the shochet touched a sheretz. So look at Rashi just to make it clear what's going on here. Look at Rashi, top one. Cherev harehu kechala. Rashi says, "Bechol tumos shemes." When it comes to all tuma related to mes, haruyos li tamei. That's able to become tamei. Kigon mes vanogea bo. Dehavi miha avatuma. One who touches the mes, he himself, even though the person's alive, he is avatuma. Imnoga behem matechos. If he touches metal, nasa kayotze bo. The metal now becomes an extension of the person, and that metal also, if the tamei person is holding on to the knife, that knife becomes also avi avatuma of tumas meis. Now im nagam meis havi avi avosatuma vim tamei meis nagam bahavi av aval rishim esheni ematamin kalim. So there's an important din that it comes to the four categories of Mishnah and Maseches Kalim, I think, talks about. That there's ochel mashke, food and drink are two categories, but they're lumped together. And then there's adam and kalim is two other, but they're grouped together. So it's really two that are broken to four. So the way it works is avatuma, let's say a sheretz, is able to make all four of those tamei. A rishon tumah, if I touch sheretz, I become rishon, I'm only able to make food and drink tamei. But I can't make kalim and adam tamei. That's the breakdown. So what we're saying here is that when a person, if I were to touch tumas meis, now I'm tamei meis, I'm actually considered avatuma, I can make everything tamei. So when I touch this sakin now, that becomes an extension of me, even though it's only kalim, it also becomes tamei, it's called avatuma as I'm holding on to it, and does have the ability to go ahead and be metamei the basar. So what's the situation? So the Gemara answers, it's a situation of ditmei b'sharetz, sheretz, where I became tamei from a sheretz. So look at Rashi now, five narrow lines down, ditmei b'sharetz, a sheretz is an avatuma, one of the eight shratzim, to have a high gavra rishon. So now if I touch a sheretz, the sheretz is the avatuma, I am now the rishon. V'lo metamei asakin. A rishon does not have the ability to metamei kalim. So when I touch the knife is completely fine. She'en kli mekabotuma, ela me avatuma. A keli can only become tamei from an avatuma if it touched the sheretz, for example. But if it touches me and I'm only a rishon, I do not have the ability to make the keli tamei. The lo matzinu, says Rashi, lo matzinu b'torah de mekabel tuma merishon v'sheni ela ochel umashka. The only items that can become tamei from a rishon and from a sheni is food and drink, but not kelim. So that's the Mishnah again, where, again, I'm the shochet. I touch a sheretz, I'm a rishon. I touch the sakin remains fine. I'm allowed to shecht it. As long as I don't touch the animal, I can shecht the animal. That's the situation. Alternatively, the Gemara suggests differently. Even if I'm talking about a case where I, the shochet, I touch tumas meis, so now I'm a tumah. Now, if I touch the metal knife, doesn't the metal knife now become also a Rishon? And if I'm holding on to it, becomes Avatuma? Kagon Shibadak Bidak Kroma Shakana. The situation where I'm using a wooden Rashi's Pshute Kliat Vloma Kabli Tuma. I'm using a wooden knife that's sharp enough to shecht it, and a wooden knife did not have the ability to transmit the Tuma. Had it been metal, and I'm Tamei Meis, then the metal transmits the Tuma. But if it's wood, so the wood does not have the ability to transmit the Tuma, and even if it's talking about Tumas Meis, that's allowed according to this halacha. The Gemara says further, again, the Tanya, the Braisa tells us, Bechol Shochtan, I'm allowed to use any type of material, any type of utensil to do a Shechita, Bein Bitzor, Bein Bitzchukitz, Bein Bitzchromis Shochtan, whether it's a rock, whether it's a piece of glass, or whether it's some type of sharp wood. So that's the dip. Okay, so that was all the first pshat in the Gemara that the Mishnah is talking about, Tamei, that Shochet, Bechulun, and Bemukdashim. Now comes along, Abai makes another suggestion. Abai says, maybe the Mishnah should be read as follows. Now remember, our Mishnah had a contradiction, whether it said HaKol Shochtan, which sounded L'Chachila, and then it said Shechitasan Kshera, which sounded B'dievet. So now what's Abai going to do to explain the Mishnah? Hachi Katani. HaKol Shochtan, everyone's allowed to do Shechita, Vafilu Kusi, even a Kusi is allowed to do Shechita. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Bamed Devar Amurim, when is this true? When can we rely on a Kusi to do Shechita? Kishe Yisrael Omer Agaba, but when a Yisrael is watching what he's doing, then we trust the Kusi. About Yotiv V'Nichnaslo Yishcho, but let's say the Yid's only coming in and out, he's coming to check, he's like a Mashkiach who comes in and out to check from time to time, then we don't trust the Shechita of a Kusi. However, in Mishachat, if the Kusi did do a Shechita, B'dieved, what do we do? Chotech Kazayis Basar V'Nosin Lo. We cut off a piece of meat, we say, take it, eat it, let's see if he'll eat it, we'll test it. If he eats it, Achla Mutter, we trust him, Lecha Mishchita, so then we can rely on his Shechita. But if the Kusi decides to Lo Achlu, not to eat it, Aser Lecha Mishchita, so. Because the din is a Kusi actually follows certain halachas. He would never eat something that's treif. So we can test it. If he's willing to eat it, that means he did a Kasha Shechita. And if he's not willing to eat it, then we don't. So why do we have to have him test it? Why don't you ask him the question? Why don't you say, is this a good Shechita or not a good Shechita? Why are we testing him? So the Mefarshim explain because they don't trust Lifnei Iver Lo Tite Michshol. They don't rely on that Isser. They understand the Pasuk, Lifnei Iver Lo Tite Michshol means literally, don't place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. But they don't have the other din that we all assume, don't trick a person, they don't hold to such a halacha. They allow you to trick people. So even though they may not eat it, they would still give it to me to eat, and they would violate Lifnei Iver because in their understanding of the Torah, for the Kusim, there is no violation of such a Lifnei Iver. So only if they actually eat it do we trust their Shechita. However, if they don't eat it, we don't trust their Shechita. So then the Abai goes on further to say, how does the rest of the Mishnah read? So we first test the Kusi by giving a piece of meat to eat it to see if he eats it or doesn't eat it. Then the Mishnah says, Chutz mei cheresh, shot v'katan, except for these three individuals, da'afilu divi'eved na'milo. That if a cheresh, shot v'katan, do a shechita, we don't trust it even v'di'eved. Why? Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. Maybe they're going to do a psul in the shechita and may not pay attention to it, so we don't trust these individuals' shechita. And then the Mishnah concludes, v'chul and sheshachtu, all of them who do a shechita, so we said we accept the shechita. Ahai. Which stage of the Mishnah is this Kulan Sheshachtu qualifying? Elaim, if it's going on the last statement of the Mishnah of Cheresh Shotu V'Katan, so Allah Koy, it was just talking about that, it didn't have to say V'Kulan, it should have said Vim Shachtu, if it was Shechted, Mi Barley, that's how it should have written the Mishnah. So clearly V'Kulan's not going back on Cheresh Shotu V'Katan, so it must be going on one of the statements of the Reisha. Ella Akusi, it's going back on the Kusi, that if it was someone was watching over them, we trust the Shechita. So Gemara says, wait a second, Ha'amris, Kishe Yisrael, Omen Agabav, Shachar, Afil, L'Chachila. We already interpreted the Reisha to say, if a Yid's watching them, we trust him, L'Chachila. How can we then say the Seif of a Kulon Sheshachtu, if Achem are Omen Agabav, we trust it only B'dieved? There's a contradiction of that statement, and therefore the Gemara says, Kasha, Abaye's understanding of the Mishnah talking about a Kusi is hard to understand, it's very difficult, it's a Kasha. That's his suggestion, so we move on to the next pshat in the Mishnah. Comes along, Amar Rava. Rava says, Yotiv v'nichnas l'chadchila lo. So he challenges this point for a moment. Wait a second. You're telling me, if a yid comes in and out, there's Yotiv v'nichnas, we can't trust this Kusi? The Kusi's inside doing shechita. Every 5-10 minutes, yid's going to come in, Mashiach's going to come in and check, see what he's doing. The Kusi's scared that someone's going to catch him doing something wrong. So isn't Yotiv v'nichnas a very good way of doing hashkacha? How can the Mishnah say that Yotiv v'nichnas is not reliable, l'chadchila? V'hatzman, doesn't our Mishnah tell us in Maseches Avodah Zarah as follows? Hameniach oved kochavim b'chanuso. A person leaves a guy in his store, taking care of everything there, taking care of the wine in my wine store. V'yisrael yotz v'nichnas, and the mashkiach, or perhaps the owner is going in and out, checking what's going on. Mutter, you're allowed to leave the guy alone with the wine, because yotz v'nichnas is enough of a mirtas, is enough of a fear factor that the guy won't do anything wrong. He's choshed that let's say he takes the wine to pour it for yai nesach, so he might be caught by the guy, by the yid. So because yotz v'nichnas is enough of a fear factor, the guy won't do anything. So why do we rely on yotz v'nichnas lichatchila by yai nesach, but we don't rely on it when it comes to shechita? So Rava says, hasam mi katani meniach, ha meniach katani dievet. The mission of Avodah Zarah by Yai Nesach, it doesn't say meniach, you should leave a guy alone with yotz v'nichnas. It says hameniach, one who had done that b'dieved. Okay, we were not going to trafe up all the yayin, but we don't say lichatchila to do that. So therefore, it comes out from this stage of the Gemara that we only rely on yotz v'nichnas b'dieved in both scenarios, and then everything's consistent. So ella mehacha, here's the shaila from the different din. Ein hashomer tzarach lios yoshev umishamer. The din tells us a person who's watching someone else, it doesn't have to sit there the whole day. He could go in and out. This is referring to Rashi says wine. So it comes to watching over wine. You don't have to watch every step of the guy who's taking care of the wine, who's watching it. It's simply enough to just yoshev umishamer. He could just pay attention a little bit here and there, as long as there's some level of mirta, some level of yotzev nichnas, that's sufficient. So that's a different rai we could bring. So for that reason, Rava didn't like the pshat of Abaye, who said that our Mishnah here in Shechita is talking about Yotzev Nichnas, because he thinks Yotzev Nichnas is reliable, even L'chadchila. So what's Rava's understanding of our Mishnah here in Maseches Chulin? He says as follows. Ela Amar Rava, Rava says, Hachi Katani. The Mishnah should be meant, it should be understood as follows. Akol Shochtan Afilu Kusi. He agrees he's talking about a Kusi, that we rely on the Shechita of a Kusi, but he qualifies differently. Bamed Dvar Mamur, when can we rely on them L'chadchila? Only kishay sol yotzev nichnas, when the yid is going in and out, so then we rely on the kusi lichatchila aval ba umatzo sheshacha. But let's say we come in, there's no yotzev nichnas. You just show up to the store one day and you find the kusi hanging over a cow that's been shechted. So then you can't rely on that lichatchila. So what does that mean? So what's the din if you find it shechted? So then, chotech kezayis basar, you cut off a piece of meat, but notice in law you hand it to the kusi. If he achla, if he eats it, mutter. Lecha mishchita, so you can rely on the rest of the shchita. Lo achla, if he refuses to eat it, so also lecha mishchita, so you can't rely on his shchita. So then, it's very similar to Abaye, but slightly different. Chutz mecheir shot v'katan, except for these three individuals, the afilu di eved, even if it was shechta b'di eved, we don't trust it. Why? Nami lo, shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlida, because of one of the psulim of shchita. And then it says, V'chulun sheshachtu, all them who do shchita. So again, the same Gemara asks, ahai, on which stage of the mishnah is going on? Ilem, if it's going on, achayre sheshachtu v'katan, alakai, we're already referring to that. It doesn't have to say the word v'chulam. It could have simply said, v'im shachtu mibaylei. El, it's going back in the kusi. But wait a second, if we're saying this last stage of the mishnah says, that v'achayim ronoso, we trust the shchita b'dieved of a kusi, but we already said in the mishnah, ha'amris, in the beginning of the resha, afil yotu v'nechna shachil l'chachilo. We can rely on a mashkiach yotzev nichnas lichatchila. How come the end of the Mishnah says that only fachem rona so do we trust it, and it only be the eved? And therefore, he also has a kasha in reading and understanding this Mishnah. So that's the first two opinions of Abaye and Rava. Comes along now the shita of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says differently. Rav Ashi Amar Hachitani, a whole other din in the Mishnah. Hakol shochtin vafilu yisrael mumar. Everyone's allowed to shecht. Even a yid who's a mumar, who's off the derech, is allowed to do a shechita. So Gemara wants to know the different types of mumarim. Which type of mumar are we referring to? Mumar lamai. What type of mumar are we referring to? So the Gemara says lechol nevelos l'teavon. One who eats just l'teavon. What does it mean l'teavon? He eats because he has a certain taiva. He can't control his taivas. So Rashi explains the last four lines of Rashi here l'teavon. Kilo mishkach heter achot nevelos. If he's somewhere in the middle of nowhere where there's no kosher food, he'll go to the McDonald's. He's very hungry. He can't hold back. Umeachar shasakin beduka v'nesuna biyada. But again, he also. But if he had the option, if there's a McDonald's and there's Mike's Burgers right next door to each other, so he'll go for the Mike's Burgers. He'd rather the kosher option if possible. But if there's no kosher option, so then he'll go for the fleshy option. So he's not out there to try to mess people up. He just has a taiva. So what's the din? Meachar shasakin beduka. after the knife was checked that it was completely smooth, and the sunnah biyada was handed to the mumar, shachet chapir, it's a good shechita. The chotkama, the matzi, the mechel heter, whenever he has the option to eat a davar heter, lo achli isur, he's not going to opt for the non-kosher food, he's not going to try to make it a nevela, he'd rather eat a kosher animal. But if there is no checked knife, he's not going to chase after a kosher knife, and therefore we're sakin yafe im zebekuma, and therefore we'll shecht it improperly.
How do we know what intention is that? So you see somebody eating McDonald's, so
very good. The mission is going to go on today. We check the knife after the fact. It's very good. So the Gemara now says, Rava says, Yisrael mumar ochel nevelas hatiavon, a yid who eats food at nevela just because he has a taiva and can't overcome his taiva, says the Gemara on Tamar Beis. Now, bodek sakin, you check the knife afterwards, you check if it's smooth, you use your nail. The Gemara is going to teach us how to check a knife a little bit. Bodek sakin venosin lo, and you hand it over to him. And mutter lechel mishchitaso, and you could trust the shchita. That's again, you checked it beforehand. Here's a good knife. You give it to him. He does a good shchita. Avalo baduk v'nasin lo, if you don't check it and give it to him, and he shechs it lo yishchad. You can't let him just take out his own knife and shecht it. However, im shachet, if he did do a shchita anyways, so is there a way to check the mumar l'teavon and shchita? Yeah. Bodek sakinu acharav, you could check the knife after the fact, and then nimtzei sakinu yafe, you find that the sakin is smooth, it's a good sakin, mutter lechel mishchita, so you can rely on this. However, im lav, if the knife has a certain, crack in it of some sort, aser lechel mishchita, so you cannot rely on mishchita. Even though he might claim that it was good beforehand, why shechted it may have broken from the bone of the neck, we can't trust him in that point. If right now it's eino yafe, we can't eat a shechita. So then, continuing on, the Mishnah says, "Rav Ashi, chutz mecheresh shot v'katan, except for these three individuals, da'afilu di'evet amilo, we don't trust him, but di'evet, shema yishu, shema yidrishu, shema yachlidu." And then, mechulun sheshachtu, we should know this all by now already, ahai, which stage of the Mishnah is going on, ilay mecheresh shot v'katan, alokai, we're already referring to that, im shachtu mibayla, it just said im, it didn't have to say the word at chulun. Ella, ayisal mumar. So the stage of echulin sheshachtu v'achem ronoso shchitas shesher. That's going back to the beginning of the Mishnah according to Rav Ashi, which means it's referring to the Yisrael mumar. So now, how do we read that Mishnah? Wait a second. We're talking about Yisrael mumar. Who cares about achem ronoso? The din is not depending on who watches him. The din depends on whether the sakin was a good sakin. Either badik sakin, if it was attested, if it was a checked knife. Nasin lo, we give it to him. Ha'amis shochil l'chachila. We rely on the mumar l'teavon to shechli even l'chachila if he's got a good knife. Ela delo badak. It's a situation where we never check the knife. Wa'iv de'isa l'sakin livdekei. Hashta. If we have the knife available, check it now. Who cares about Chaim Ronas? Look at the knife that he just used. Vida less l'sakin. If the knife is no longer available, we can't check it, he threw it out the window, then ki'achem ronaso mayhava. So who cares though other people watched what he was doing? Dilma besakin peguma shachet. We have no idea what he had used to do. It may have looked very nice shchita. It looked smooth. But if you don't check the knife and the knife is no longer available and we don't have a full trust in the mumar l'teavon, who cares about chem rona? So perhaps he used the sakin peguma. And therefore this is a kasha. This reading also doesn't work out so well according to Rav Ashi. So both Rava, Baye, and again, Baye, Rava, and Rav Ashi all have a difficulty in reading this Mishnah. They all have a kasha. Gemara now suggests this is number 5, the 5th pshat of the Mishnah. Ravina. Ravina Amar Hachi Katani. Hakol Shochtin, Hakol Mumchin, Shochtin, Mumchin. So everyone, all Shochtin, we all consider them to be experts. V'yafa Pishena Muchzakin, even though they don't have a Chazaka. So what does that mean, they're Mumchin? What does it mean they don't have a Chazaka? So if you look at Rashi, 4 narrow lines down, Rashi says, Mumchin Yodin Hilcha Shchita. One of the requirements to becoming a Shochtin, you have to know all the halachas of shchita. You can't just be a very good, savvy person with a strength to cut through. We need to know all the halachas. So that's a mumcha. So we assume that anyone who's involved in shchita, no Joe Schmo goes up to be a shochet. He must have learned. So we could assume a status quo, that a person's a shochet, he knows the halachas, he's a mumcha. But we don't trust that everyone's muchzak. What do you mean muchzak? Says Rashi, Afa Pishen Muchzakin Shelo Shachtu Lefaneinu Gimel Pamim, even though he didn't shecht in front of us 3 times, Liros Im Yeshvem Koach Shena Misalfin Beshchita Sheyavol Ideshia O Ein Yodin LeAmin Yadeim LeKach. There's also the physical strength that one needs. You have to have the ability to shech the cow. It's not very easy. The first guy's going to do it, it's probably going to think a little bit and he's going to get stuck along the way. You need a lot of strength to do it. And also, you can't get queasy and get into faint from seeing the blood. So we need to see a person check it out three times and make sure he's got the strength, the physical strength, and also the mental strength to go through with this. So now, with that understanding, go back to the reading of Ravina. Ravina says, how do you read the Mishnah? Amar hachi katani. Hakol shochten, hakol mumchin shochten. Mumchin, all shochten are mumchin. V'yafa pishen muchzakim. Even though we haven't established a chazaka, that they have the strength, the physical strength, and the mental strength, we still trust them. B'med v'amamun, when is this true though? Only sheyodim bo, sheyodea lomar halachos hilcha shchita. Only if we really know that he knows halachos. We can't just assume. We have to know that he knows. We have to test him. Aval ein yodim bo, sheyodea lomar halachos shchita lo yishchad. If we don't know, if he knows halachos, so then we can't let him shecht lichachila. V'im shachet, if he did do a shchita b'diavad though, both can also, we could test him after the fact, im yodea lomar hilcha shchita, mutter, if he's able to answer the 20 question test, we could rely on his shchita, lecha mishchita, so im lad, if he fails the test of the hilcha shchita test, asher lecha mishchita, so that's Ravina's understanding. Even if the katan knows hilchos shchita bal peh, we still can't trust him, even by the evid. The kulin sheshachtu ahai, which stage of the mission is going on? We're already referring to that. It should have simply said im shachtu mibayle. Ella ashein mumchin bebotkin ashein mumchin. It's going on the person who doesn't have a mumcha, who we don't know yet. That he's a mumcha. We're not sure if he's an expert. So why do you care if Achem Ronoso? Why does his last mishnah say, if Achem Ronoso, we rely on the shchita? The mumchen case has nothing to do with whether or not someone watched him or not. It has to do with what he knows. So if we're going back on the Ein Mumchen case, the guy who we don't know that he's an expert in the halachas, Bebokino Sasagi, it's enough to just simply ask him questions and give him a faher, and that would tell us. Why do you have to have Achem Ronoso? So Gemara says, "Delesi lekamein deliftekay." The situation where the guy did a shechita, then he ran off, he left town, he caught the next flight out. We have no way to test him anymore. So in that case, if Achem Ronoso, then we're able to rely. Then they said, we saw he did a good shechita from what we saw, and even though we don't know whether he knew the halachas or not, with that combination of him being a shochet and watching, observing him doing a good shechita, we can rely on that b'dievet. So according to Ravina, this mission actually makes sense. Ikadami, there is another understanding of Ravina's pshat in the Mishnah. This is the sixth pshat now. Ravina Amar Hachi Katani. The Mishnah should be read, Hakol Shochten Hakol Muchzakin. Now instead of focusing on the Mumcha, what they're knowing, they're focusing now Muchzakin on the ability to do the Shechita. So Hakol Muchzakin, Shochten Muchzakin, that Afish Ein Mumchen, that we rely on a person to do a Shechita if he has a certain Chazaka to have the mental and physical strength to do the actual Shechita, even though he may not know the Halachas. So when do we trust the person who is muchzakin? B'med v'amurim, when he has a chazaka. Sheshachel farnenu beizel gimel pamim velonis aleph. He was able to do a shechita properly. He didn't get tired. He didn't pass out. So then we can rely on it. He's muchzakin, even though he doesn't know any halachas. If he didn't shecht two or three times in front of us for us to observe him, we don't let him do a shechita. Shem yisalef, lest he faint, lest he get too tired to finish the shechita. Vim shachar, if he does a shechita, and after the shechita, again, a situation where he has no chazaka, he did a shechita of Amr, he tells us, Bari li shalom nisalafti. I'm telling you, I know for sure that I didn't get tired, I didn't slow down, I did a full shechita from beginning to end. So then, b'diavad, if he says such a statement, shechita sekshera, we rely on his shechita b'diavad. We don't trust the shechita even b'dievet. Shema yishu, shema yidrihu, shema yachlidu. V'kulin sheshachtu, ahai, which stage of the Mishnah? Ilei ma'achei reshot v'katan alakai, we're already referring to that. V'mshachtu mibaylei, ela shein ma'muchzakim. So then we said in the situation where the shochet has no established chazaka yet, so the sefer of the Mishnah tells us, if achem aronoso, we trust the shechita. So asks the Gemara, who cares if achem aronoso? V'hamris b'barili sagi. We don't have to have other people observing him. If the shochet himself says, I know for sure, barili, I didn't delay my shechita, we trust him. We don't need others to watch him. So Gemara says, "Delesa kamen delishailu." It's a situation where he did a shechita, he ran off to catch the next flight. We don't know what the status is. So in that case, since we can't ask him, he didn't say barli, then we can rely on the Achem Ronoso to tell us that in fact it was a good shechita. So these are the six different pshatim of this Mishnah. So now the Gemara wants to know, why do each person reject the other pshat of the Mishnah? So the Gemara takes us to the bottom of the page now. So the Gemara says, "Ravina, Rabba, Bar Ula." Why do these two opinions, Rabbi Bar Ula was the first one of the yesterday's daf, I think, right?
Yeah.
Fine. So Ravina, who's his last pshat, and Rabbi Bar Ula, who held the pshat of Tameh b'mukdashim, why do they not hold like Abaye v'Rava Rav Ashi? Because those three, Abaye, Rava Rashi, Lo Amri, Mishum Dekashilu, all of them had a question of how to read the Mishnah. The Kulan, Kula, the Kulan, Kashilu Kulan, that word Kulan. Then comma. Kula ki Rava Bar Ula, no one wanted to learn like Rava Bar Ula's pshat, who was the pshat of Tami b'mukdashin, Tami b'chulam, Lo Amri, they didn't hold that way. L'hach Nisha, according to that understanding, remember, the Gemara had said yesterday, how can we have the same din of Tamei B'mukdashim taught in Maseches Chulin, and it's also taught in Zvachim? The Gemara said, either because really Chulin's an ikar spot, and Zvachim is Agar Milsa, we taught it, or really Zvachim's the ikar spot, and Chulin just comes, it's a tafel here. So either pshat, the Gemara says, Dehach Lishna, the Amris Hacha Iker, the pshat that held that this mission, Chulin, is really the ikar place of Tamei B'mukdashim, that's the ikar halacha taught here. Hacha Iker, you tell me that Maseches Chulin is the Iker din of Tamei B'mukdashim? Ah, the Rabba, the opposite makes more sense. Hasam Iker, the B'kashim Koi. It makes more sense to say that Maseches Zvachim is the Iker place to teach me the lachas of Tamei B'mukdashim. So that's why that pshat won't make sense. And Lach Lisha, according to the other man, Damar, Damar is Hasam Iker, that really Maseches Zvachim is the Iker place to teach me Tamei B'mukdashim. But Hacha, if it's only taught here in Maseches Chulin, Aydi the Tani Tamei B'chulin, since we're teaching the din of Tamei by Chulin, Tani Nami Tamei B'mukdashim. So still, they say, Tamei B'chulin Gufei Lo Itzirich Le. You don't have to tell me the din even of Tamei in Chulin. Who needs to teach a din? If a Tamei person is able to shech the Chulin animal, why would you have to teach such a din? Because they understand that Chulin Shinasu al Taras HaKodesh, Lav Kekodesh Dami. We saw yesterday that those who want to take upon themselves their Merkabel to treat all Chulin as Kodesh, because they want to prepare themselves for the time the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt to how to treat Kachim, so they act that way even when they're eating Chulim. We don't hold that one who takes such a Kabbalah that has all the Dinam of Kodesh, we assume Lav Kodesh Dami, and therefore the Halacha of Tameh B'chulin really has no significance here at all, and that's why they don't hold like Pshat the Rabbah. And then the Gemara says, Kula Kravina, why did everyone reject Ravina? Ravina was his last Pshat here that's referring to either Mumchin or Muchzakim. So Kul and Kravina lo Amri, Lahach Lisha, according to the man Amar, Damar Mumchen in, She Mumchen lo, the first Pshat of Ravina that held that only if they're an expert they know the halachas, do we trust them, but if they don't know the halachas, we don't trust them. Why would you say that? We have a klal that we're going to see a few times in this first parak, Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita, Mumchen hey, know that phrase well, which means that most people who are found by Shchita, we could trust that they're Mumchen. Even though we don't test them, which one of us would ever do a Shchita without knowing the halachas first? No one would ever do that. So it's safe to assume that if you see a guy with Shochet, you could trust that he knows the halachas. You never have to test him. And behold, again, Ro Mitzun Eich Shchita, most people who are doing Shchita, we can assume they're Mumchen, and you would never have to give them the Faher at all. That's why we reject Ravina. Ravina says you have to give him a Faher, you have to give him a Bechina. We don't hold the Bechinas, we trust that he must be knowing Hilchos Shchita. Rov Mitzuyin Eitz Shchita, Mumchem Heim. And then Lahach Lishna, the other mandamar of Ravina, that says nothing to do with knowing halachas or not, it all depended on his Muchzakis, so depending on whether he had a Chazaka of doing a good Shchita or not. Damar Muchzakin in, Shein Muchzakin lo. La Lufei lo Chashina, we're not concerned that he's going to get weak and faint. It's not that hard to do a Shchita. And therefore, that's not a Chashash, and we don't have to, even a guy who's never done a Shchita in the past, we could trust there's a good Shchita. Now, Rava, lo amar kabayim. We had an Amun Aleph here, even though we rejected both them, Rava and Abaye had a machlokas, whether or not the Mishnah about a kusi should be a situation of where the Yisrael is omina gabav, that's lichachila, or even yotiv nichnas is lichachila. So Rava, lo amar kabayim, why didn't Rava hold like Abaye? The Gemara says, kikusha, because he already had asked the question before, because he thought yotiv nichnas is lichachila, that's why Rava rejected Abaye. Now, why did Abaye lo amar kabayim? So why didn't Abaye learn like Rava? Hasim lo naga, hacha naga. There's a difference. Remember, Rava had a raya by the guy, the Yotiv Nichnas, by the Shomer the Chanas. We could rely on Yotiv Nichnas by Yayin because the guy's not touching anything. He's just watching. He's just a security guard. So we're not choshish. He's not touching anything. But our situation here, where the kusi, I guess, is touching the actual animal, Rashi explains here, hacha, behema zu b'yad akusi, the animals in the hand of the kusi during the shechita, nesuna keref ayin shoei odoritz. It takes a split second to make a psul in a shechita. If you do a shechita, this one tiny move here could remove the whole thing. He's not concerned. No one's going to walk in on him. Meaning the guy who's watching the wine, it's going to take a whole process to open up the wine, to pour it out. It takes more than 1 second. He's scared he's going to get caught in the act. When it comes to the shechita of the kusi, it takes a half a second to mess it up, and he thinks there's no way that the same second I'm going to make a psul, the guy's going to walk in, and therefore yotze v'nichnas is not enough of a fear factor for shechita, even though it's enough of a fear factor for the lachas of yayin. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi lo amar ki tervayu. Rav Ashi, who held the pshat was about a mumar l'tiavon, why did he reject both Rav and Abai that they said it's about a kusi? Because he holds that kazavar kusim geir arayosein. He felt that they're not trusted at all. Geir arayos means they were not, they either geir emes machlokas. How do we view a kusi? Is it geir emes? That they're really converts, they're really good converts, but there's some halachas they don't always follow? Or do we assume geir arayosein, they were forced into the geiris, in which case we don't really trust that they are geirim and they're mamish like goyim. So since Rav Ashi held the kusma geir arayosein, you can't trust the shechit of a kusi bichlal. And then Abaye, almost done, Abaye lo amar ki Rav Ashi. Why did Abaye, who held pshat in the Mishnah was about a kusi, why did he reject Rav Ashi's understanding about mumar l'tiavon? So Abaye lo amar ki Rav Ashi lo svir le hadirava.
Rashi relied on the statement of Rava that Yisrael Mumorach on the Vilas the Tehavon. The last line of Gimel Rav.
The last, he held, he didn't hold like Rava. I mean, Rava's statement, who held that Mumil Tiavon, that we trust in Mumil Tiavon, that he rejects that concept. He doesn't think we could rely on a Mumil Tiavon. So then the Gemara finally says, Ella, Rava, my time, Elama, Kishmai. So why doesn't he hold like our Sugya here?
Like his own Shita in Ravashi.
Could write in Ravashi, what is it? Right. Ah, very good. Ravashi quoted Rava to support his idea. So why didn't Rava himself, who gave a different shot, why didn't Rava hold of his own shot about Mumil Tiavon like Ravashi's understanding? So the Gemara says, because Rava, my time, Elomer, Kishmaitel, the Dvarv de Abai Kamar, Velelo Srile. Rava was only giving up shot within the world of Abai working with the Kusi. Rava personally would have held a lot, like Ravashi, that Mumil Tiavon works, because that's Rava Shita. He was just giving up shot. If you want to work within the Kusi shot, with Abai shot, I think you have to tweak it a little bit, and that's where Rava was coming off of, just again, refining the position of Abai. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone has a wonderful day and a wonderful